Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. We got to five lines down. The Gemara is discussing the inyan of Skila, and the Gemara says, last word in the line, Amar Le Rebbe Zera Le Abaye. Rebbe Zera asks Abaye, Shar Niskalin Delok Sibhu Skila, the other mitzvahs, the other onshin that don't list explicitly Skila. The question is, the Gami Ov V'Yadoni, that they use Ov and Yadoni is the model, just like Ov and Yadoni. You want to get skila, so that's the model for all other cases that we have skila as well. So they want to know, b'mai gamri, what is the limit from ov yadoni to apply to all other onshin that you get skila? Is it from the word b'mos yumasu gamri? They learn it from those words in the pasuk. Where the pasuk says, on the side, do I have it? I only have it on the side here. B'mos yumas, does it say? Is that the model for all other skilas? Oh, b'dimeim Bam gummy, or do we learn it from the words of the man bam? Which one is the limud for all other sources? Which one is the gzeira shava? So amalei b'dimeim dimeim bam gummy. They say dimeim dimeim bam. That is the limud. That's the source. That just like Ova Yadoni has a misa of skila, so to all other pesukim that say the words dimeim bam, that will also have skila. So Gemara says, how do you know this? Because the b'mos yumasu, if it's using those words, so then gamri demeim demeim ba demeim demeim lamali. So what are you going to use? What limud will you learn from demeim demeim? That's going to be eksha. There's nothing to learn from it. So from the fact that it would be eksha, it must be that really demeim demeim ella mai b'demeim demeim gamri. So really demeim demeim is going to be the limud to teach skila to all the other applications. So then the Gemara says, okay, so now once you have demeim demeim, that's the gzeir shava. So then, mos yumsu lamali. So what are you doing from the other gzeir shava? In other words, what's going on here is there are two gzeir shavas to be learned from Ov and Yadoni, either from the word demeim or from the word mos. So which one is it? So the Gemara concludes it has to be from demeim demeim. That must be the gzeir shava, because otherwise you would have nothing to do with it. So once you establish demeim bam is the gzeir shava, what are you doing from the words mos yumasu? So the Gemara says mos yumasu being learned from the following drasha. Ditani, the Braita tells us that mos yumas hamake, that mos yumas hamake rotzeach hu, that the person you kill the rotzeach, you kill him. Ein li ala b'misa k'suvabo. I only know you kill the rotzeach with the misa that's written by it. What's the punishment of a rotzeach? You give him saif. So mos yumas, you give him saif. Minayin she'im iata yachol amisa b'misa k'suvabo. How do you know if you cannot kill him with saif? So the din is she'atem amisu b'chol misa she'ata yachol amiso. You should kill him in any way possible. You kill him with a gun, you kill him with whatever other tactic you have. Tamal omar, mos yumas hamake mikol makom. You do whatever you can. So come to Tzeach, ideally you should take him to Bezdin, kill him with saif. You can't kill him with saif, so then Bezdin can kill him with any other type of misa. That's based on mos yumas. That's the drasha. So I guess we learn from here that I think you're trying to apply this to all other cases as well. If you can never apply the din of the misa, you could kill the person in any way possible.
It's always through
Bezdin. Always, it has to be through Bezdin, exactly. So the Gemara now says, Amar le Rav Acha midifti le Ravina. He says to Ravina the following, V'i b'mos yumasu gamri, if let's say, my kakashilu. So let's say you wanted to take the avenue that you're learning from mos yumasu. We had the Havamina to say that which limit are you learning? Are you learning from demeim, demeim, or are you learning from mos yumasu? So in that Havamina, where you're using mos yumasu, so what was the kasha? Why did he turn away from this? What was his difficulty from using mos yumasu? Why couldn't that be the limud for all other skilas? So my kakashile, ilema, if the problem was aishis ish kakashile, let me say, lemigmar mos yumasu me'av yidoni. So if the question was aishis ish, because Rashi says here, look at here, Rashi, Inema Eishes Ish Kakashile, it's around 15 lines down, that Amai Karile Misestam Ubechenek. So it says, Mos Yumas Bai Eishes Ish. So why do you give an Eishes Ish Chenek? Tigmar Mine Gzeh Shavim Ov Yadoni. We should really apply a din of Skila to Eishes Ish and learn from Ov Yadoni. Kehecha de Garmina Kolon Eskolim. Delok Sibhu Ela Mos Yumasu. Stam of a Garmina Lemahasam. Because if we're really using mos yumas as the source, just like it says mos yumas by Ov Yadoni, and it's skila, so to every other type of onesh, it says mos yumas, you should give skila to it. What about Eishes Ish? Eishes Ish also says mos yumas, but we know the punishment is not skila, it really is chenek. So if that was the kasha, the Gemara says, Ilema the Ashish Ish Kakashile the Mesa Veligmar Moshi Masme Oviodoni, we should say Malahala Nibiskila Afkam Biskila. So just like Oviodoni is Skila, it says Moshumas, so too you should apply Moshumas and Skila to Ashish Ish as well. Can't be, because Midamarachmana Arusa Biskila, because you're right. We would have thought that way. We would have thought that Ashish Ish could have Skila. That wasn't the Kasha. But the only reason why we don't give skila to an Ashish Ish is because of following. Because since Midamar Rachmana, since the Torah said that an Arusa is beskila, that Arusa gets skila, that tells us that only an Arusa gets skila, Michlal din Nesu lav skila. A Nesu is not skila. So this drasha would have broken the Gzer Shava. So again, we wouldn't have had a problem. The Gzer Shava, Mosumas, would have been a very good Gzer Shava. Ah, so shouldn't you give Ashish Ish skila also? Because it says Mosumas by Ashish Ish? No! Because there's a different drasha that says only Arusa gets skila, not Nesua. So that would not have broken up the Gzer Shava Mosumas. That still would have been a very fine Gzer Shava. So what's the reason why they aborted from the Gzer Shava of Mosumas? So Ella must be from the following, Maka Aviv'imo Kakashila. That was the problem. Maka Aviv'imo, Lemese Lemigmar Me'oviadoni. So we should learn from Oviadoni. So where's that Rashi? Rashi says, Maka Aviv'imo. And later on, Rashi says, "Amrinan lekaman, lekaman misaso bechenek." That later on, that pedal and beis is going to list all the different averos that get chenek, and one of them is a maka avivimo. So why is that the case? It says most yumas by maka avivimo. So shouldn't we learn from there? Just like Ov Yudoni gets skila, so through the gzeir shava most yumas, we should say as well that maka avivimo, hitting one's parent, should also be skila. So that was the kasha. So the Gemara says, why is it such a problem? Ad digamri me'oviyadoni ligamri me'eshes ish. Why is that a problem? Right now what we have is, a given, is oviyadoni is definitely skila. It says, most yumas by oviyadoni, and that's skila. Another given is that eshes ish is chenek. Those are two givens. So why do we have to say that the maka aviv v'imo, which also says most yumas, why do you have to learn from oviyadoni and apply skila? Why not apply it to Ashish Ish, which also says most yumas, and create an equation to Ashish Ish and say they should both be chenek? So why would the case of Maka Aviv break the Gzer Shava? There are two avenues, two equal avenues, Maka Aviv v'imo should go. So that can't be the reason why they aborted from the Gzer Shava, because the kasha from Maka Aviv v'imo. So the Gemara says the following: Di atarasha lemoshcha lahachmer leh elahak aleh. Okay, more than that, if you have two equal options to go, Maka Avivimo, right now we don't know what the punishment is. You can either take the avenue to an Ashish Ish, because it says Mosumas there, and say it should only get Chenek like an Ashish Ish, or you can take the other avenue and apply it to the case of Oviyadoni and get Skila. If you have to choose two options, we have a klal, we always go for the lesser punishment when it comes to the world of Onshin. So it makes a lot of sense why Maka Avivimo should only be learned from Ashish Ish, which has the lesser punishment of Chenek. So the Maka Avivimo is not the reason that broke the Gzer Shava of Mosumas. So what's the reason why they didn't take the avenue of Mosumas as the limud? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei Shar Hanisgalim Gufa Kashile. The other application of Niskalim is the problem. Why? Di b'mos yumas gamri ad gamri me'oviyadoni ligamri me'eshizish. We're about to read this next Mishnah. There's a list of, it looks like, 15-20 applications of Misa Skila. So all these applications, it says mos yumas by all of them. So the question becomes, why are we applying Skila to any of them? Every single application which says mos yumas, you could either go the avenue of Skila of Oviyadoni or Eshizish and Chedek. So why don't we say, learn from the cooler one, learn Ashish Ish and Chenek. All these cases should be Chenek, because they all say Mos Yumas. So from the fact that we had that question, meaning how come Molech gets Skila? Why don't you say Molech gets Chenek, like Ashish Ish? How come the case of Bala Aim? Why is Bala Aim getting Skila? Why don't you learn Bala Aim from Ashish Ish and get Chenek? From the fact that we keep having that question, so Mos Yumas cannot be the Gzer Shava, otherwise we get intertwined with learning from Ashish Ish for his Oviyadoni. And that's why the Gemara preferred Demeim Demeim as the Gzer Shava, because Demeim Demeim goes directly to Oviyadoni. It doesn't get involved, Ashish Ish doesn't mention Demeim Demeim. Dmeim Dmeim is only by Ovi Adoni, and now Ovi Adoni, using the words Dmeim Dmeim, that's going to be the source of all the punishments we're about to see. All these Averos, all of them say Dmeim Bam, that are going to get the punishment of Skila. By the way, this Amud is not very easy, and the next Amud is not any easier. This is a lot of drushes right now, so we'll take it slow, and we'll walk through it. Either way, right now, just the klal, the yesod is that Ovi Adoni is the source of all skila because the gzeir shav demeim demeim bum. So the Mishnah says the following: Elu hein haniskalim. The following are the applications of skila. Habalaim, one who's with a mother. Al eshes aviv, ha'av rather, on a person's stepmother, his father's wife. That's a stepmother. Al hakala, on a daughter-in-law. Al hazachar, with another man. Al habehema, with an animal. Al ha'isha mevias a behema, a woman and an animal. Hamagadev, one who curses Hashem. Oved kochavim, one who worships the Avodah Zarah. Hanosin mizaru lemolech, one who gives his child to Molech, which is a machlokas in the Gemara, whether that's a type of Avodah Zarah or not. You have the child pass through two pillars of fire. We'll see that in the Gemara, not today. Ubal ov viadoni, we'll see that as well. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly ov viadoni is, some type of witchcraft. Hamachal is the Shabbos, gets skila. Hamachal of v'ima, one who curses their parents, gets skila. There's an interesting Rashi here. Look at Rashi, Hamachal of v'ima. It's around 10 narrow lines up. He writes, Hichmir b'maka. Why is Makal of v'ima worse than hitting a parent? I would have, if you had asked me, I would have thought hitting a parent is worse than cursing a parent. Hitting a parent, one gets chenek. Cursing a parent gets a worse avera, worse punishment of skila. Why? So Rashi explains, Mishum d'ika tarti, there are two things. Kalon aviv v'imo, the disgrace, embarrassment to the parent. And number two is being moche shem shemayim v'atala, saying Hashem's name in vain. Cursing a parent is not saying, you know, I hate you and saying some nasty words. It's saying in Hashem's name, I want you to be cursed. I'm using Shem Hashem to have you cursed from Hashem. That's what cursing a parent means. So since not only are you embarrassing your parent, you're also using Shem Hashem levatala, that's since a double avera, that's why it's a worse punishment. The Chasam Sofer writes that he thinks the ikker of the two, the ikker problem is really motzi shem shemayim levatala. That's the worst problem. And he says, if a person, let's say, writes on a piece of paper that he wants to curse his parents, he's cursing his parent b'ksiva, and he uses Shem Hashem, that's not considered a motzi shem shemayim levatala since he didn't articulate it. So even though he wrote the curse down, he would not get skila for that. It's only because the person articulates it and says Shem Shemayim Levatala, that's really the ikker problem of being Mekal Aviv Imo. That's according to the Chasam Sofer. Now this would be very important. Would you categorize this as a Bein Adam L'Chaver or Bein Adam L'Mamako? So if you say it's Motzi Shemayim Levatala, that would be a Bein Adam L'Mamako. If it's a embarrassment of the parent, that's room to say it's really Bein Adam L'Chavero. That we do know in general, when it comes to honoring one's parent, that's a general question. Is honoring a parent, is that considered Bein Adam L'Chavero, or is that Bein Adam L'Makom? On one hand, honoring a parent is their person, the people. So that's a Bein Adam L'Chavero, but yet on the other hand, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us that the Kavod of Aviv Imo is compared to Kavod Shemayim. And that's the famous Ramban as to why the honoring one's parent, keeping out the aim, is the fifth of the Aseret HaDibros, which is on the first column. And the klal is the first five is a Bein Adam L'Makom, the next five are Bein Adam L'Chavero. So why is Kibud Avim on the first column? It should be number five. It should be on the left one. So they prove from there that even honoring one's parent would be Bein Adam L'Makom. So even if you assume that there are these two dinim, you're both embarrassing the parent and saying Shem Hashem Levatala, still both of them might be categorized as Bein Adam L'Makom, and it wouldn't be categorized as Bein Adam L'Chavero. Invite in the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, Haba al Hanara Murasa, a young girl who's engaged, Mesis, one who convinces someone to do Avodah Zarah, Hamediach, one who convinces an entire city to do Avodah Zarah, would get Skila, Hamechashev, one who does some type of magic and witchcraft, we'll see that what that means, Ben Sora Mora, Haba al Haim, one who goes with his parent, with his mother, Baal and his mother, Chayvala Mishim Aim, Umishim Eishes Av. Now a person who is Ba and his mother gets two violations. One is it's his mother. Number two, his mother is also his father's wife. So that's two Averos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this is going to be the analysis of the next Amud, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Chayiv Ela Mishum Ha'em Bilva. No, there's only one Avera of being with a mother, but the fact that she's also your father's wife doesn't make a difference. It's the only one Avera. We'll see why that is. Habal Eishes Av, Chai Mishim Eishes Av, Umishim Eishes Ish. One who's with his father's wife, his stepmother violates two averas. One is his father's wife, and number two is she's also a married lady, Eshizish. Bein mechaye aviv, bein la'achar mises aviv, whether or not the father's still alive, or the father already died, there still is an isser of Eshiz aviv. Bein mina erusin, whether they're engaged currently, or bein mina nusin, even if they're married, either way, it's still going to be a violation of this. Haba al kalaso, one who's ba on his daughter-in-law married to his son, chayv ala mishim kalaso, umishim eshes ish, whether or not he's chayv on two things. Number one, it's the daughter-in-law, number two, is she's a married woman. Bein mechayv beno, whether the son's alive, bein la'achar misas beno, even if the father's son died. Bein min erusin, bein min nusin, whether or not they're engaged or married, there's always going to be the violation of kalaso. Now, just to be clear here, the mises aviv and mises beno would only be going on the eishes aviv. You can't, if a person, there's no longer an eishes ish if a person died. So we said before, a person's ba on his father's wife, his stepmother, so there's two violations. But it said if the father died, there'd still be an avera. So when the father dies, there wouldn't be an eishes ish anymore because they're not married, but there still would be a violation of an eishes aviv. That is, even though the father's dead, there's still the status of being your father's wife. Even though it's an ex-wife, it's a widow, it's still Eishes Av, but it's not an Eishes Ish anymore. And same holds true of the Kalaso. If the son dies, so and the father's Baal Kalaso, after the son dies, there would only be violation of Kalaso, but there wouldn't be any violation of the Eishes Ish anymore because the son had died. So now let's go through the Gemara again. It's not an easy Gemara at all. So the Gemara says, Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds the following. Im lo ha'isa imo ru'uya lo aviv, ein achayv ela mishim ha'em bevad. The Brisa states the opinion from Rabbi Yehuda. Now this Rabbi Yehuda argues on our Mishnah that it's only true your chayv on the Eishes, on the mother rather, right, Eishes Av, if she's ru'uya. Again, im lo ha'isa imo ru'uya lo aviv, if let's say your father's married to a woman, and that woman is not right to be with him. They shouldn't be married with each other. We'll see what that means in a second. So you're only chayv on her being your mother, but you're not chayv on her being Eishes Aviv, because they shouldn't be married to each other. That's the yesod of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara wants to clarify, what does it mean, Einu Ruilo? What does it mean that your mother shouldn't be with your father? Elaim, if it means that there's a chayv akrisos, v'chayv amisas bezdim, that they're arias with each other, say brother and sister, for example, married to each other, so then that's only Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Mechlal, does that imply that Rabbanan Savri Afagav D'ein Ruilo, that even though they are not fit to be with each other, there would still be a din of Eishes Aviv? Rabbanan would say there's Eishes Aviv even though there's no marriage. Ha'les le'kedushin begave, the brother and sister can't get married with each other. So then, therefore, of course, even Rabbanan would agree there wouldn't be a violation of Eishes Aviv. It would only be a violation of a mother, of an aim. So what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says that she's not ruya to be with the father? Ella must be chayvi lavin. So we know chayvi lavin in general, there's a machlokis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, whether or not the Kedushin's toe-face or not. So according to, I'll say this outside first, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds the chayvi lavin, there is no marriage, so they're not ruya, so even though they might be married civilly, they're not really halachically married, and therefore there is no Eishes Aviv problem. But according to the Tanakhama, they hold, no, there is even Kedushin by Chayv Lavin, and therefore if the parents get married, even though they shouldn't be, in Chayv Lavin, there would be a violation of Eishes Aviv as well. So that's what the Gemara says. Al Chayv Lavin, and Rabbi Yehuda Savarla ki Rabbi Akiva damar ein Kedushin tofsin be Chayv Lavin. There is no Tfisas Kedushin, and therefore, if a person's Baal Imo, then there wouldn't be a violation of Eishes Aviv, because they're Chayv Lavin and there's no Chalos of the Kedushin. Okay. Gemara now says, very last line of the page here, Mesiv Rav Oshaya. Isser mitzvah, again, good memories from the Gemara in Yevamos. Remember, Isser mitzvah, Isser Kedusha. What's the lach of Isser mitzvah, Isser Kedusha? We'll define those terms in just a moment. But whatever an Isser mitzvah is, and whatever an Isser Kedusha is, the lach is Choltzos V'lo Mesiavmos. So let's say a woman's husband dies and there's no children. So if there's a brother-in-law, the brother-in-law has to perform Yibum. But let's say the brother-in-law and now the widow have some isser. They can't be with each other, whatever the reason is, but it's only an isser d'rabbanan. So we say, do chalitza, but don't do yibum. We require chalitza, but no yibum. So now the Gemara wants to know, isser mitzvah, what is isser mitzvah? Isser mitzvah is called shnios midirei sofrim. They're a category, they're a second tier of arayos that the divrei sofrim, that the chachamim had instituted. They're only a gzera, a whole tier of arayos that are extended. But it's only an isser midirabanan. But since on a deraisa level, the widow and brother-in-law are allowed to be with each other, we require chalitza for her to be free and single. Without that chalitza, they're still connected on a deraisa level. But since Chacham say we don't allow the widow and the brother-in-law to get married, midirbanan, we don't allow yibam, but we require chalitza. So amai karile iser mitzvah. Why is that called an iser mitzvah? Because she mitzvah lishma divrei chachamim. Because there's a mitzvah, lo sasser, the pasuk says, lo sasser, don't stray from the words of the chachamim. So chachamim say something, you have to listen. So there's an iser mitzvah, it's an iser that came about because of a mitzvah to listen to the chachamim. So that's a whole one category. If iser mitzvah, you do chalitza, not yibam. What is iser kedusha? When there's an iser that flows from some level of kedusha, almana lekoin gadol and grusha v'chalutza lekoin hedyot. Midiraisa, an almana can't marry koin gadol. Midiraisa, grusha chalutza, not chalutza. Midiraisa, grusha can't marry koin hedyot. A chalutza, by the way, can't marry koin hedyot, only midirabanan. Midiraisa, chalutza is allowed to marry koin hedyot, but midirabanan they say you can't even marry chalutza. But either way, there's a iser kedusha that a koin gadol can't marry an almana and a grusha can't marry koin hedyot. My karlu is a kedusha. Why is it called is a kedusha? Dechsev kedoshim yulel hakayim. They're supposed to be kadosh. Whenever time you make an extra precaution, an extra kedusha, there is we call it is a kedusha. Fine. And the lach is even though this is chayvi lavin, right? Amanot to kohen gadol is a chayvi lavin. Really, there would be a good chalos. It's a good kedushin, but they said don't do yibum. To chalitza instead. So in other words, let's say the amana, she's now the widow, she's an amana, and the brother's a kohen gadol, so if it's a chayvi lava now, so really the kedushin would be chal, but they said, don't do yibum, even though it's a lav, don't do yibum, do chalitza. So then the Gemara says, v'tani Allah, Rabbi Yehuda machlef. Rabbi Yehuda switches around, he calls Isser Kedusha the shnios, the v'sofrim, and he calls an Isser Mitzvah, the kohen gadol to amana, kohen hedda to grusha. I mean, halachically they both agree. Just which category you calling Isser Kedusha, which one you calling Isser Mitzvah. So the Gemara is now medayik from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that Chalufahu the Machlif, he just switches around what to call each category, but still, Ha Chalitza Bai, he still requires Chalitza. Now, how can he require Chalitza? If we're talking about a case of Almana to Kohen Gadol, which is Chai V'Lavin, how could he require Chalitza? V'Tzaka Daitach that Rabbi Yehuda is Krabi Akiva Sfirle, who holds that Chayvi Lavin is Chayvi Krisos, right? Michti Chayvi Lavin Kila Rabbi Kiva has the same din as Chayvi Krisos. To him, there's no difference. Even though one's Karis and one's Chayvi Lavin, they have the same severity. And Chayvi Krisos, everyone agrees if the widow and the brother-in-law is a Chayvi Krisos, if a brother and sister, that can't happen. But whatever the case might be, it's Chayvi Krisos, and everyone agrees that's a Lav B'nei Chalitza, V'yibam Ninhu, so too a B'nei Chayvi Lavin. For Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Kiva should also be Lav Bnei Chalitza V'Yibam. So how come Rabbi Yehud is requiring Chalitza in the case of Chayvi Lavin? Must be he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva that Chayvi Lavin are like Chayvi Krisus. And so the Gemara answers, L'dvarav d'tana kama kamar v'lei lo sfirlei. No, Rabbi Yehud himself doesn't hold this way. Rabbi Yehud holds like Rabbi Kiva. Chayvi Lavin is like Chayvi Krisus. And that means even for Chayvi Lavin there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. Everything's done. She dies, her husband dies, she's an amana, her brother-in-law is a kohen gadol, she could just go walk out and marry anyone she wants. There is no zakuk, there's no zika, there is no yibam, no chalitza, she could walk away because chayv elavim break everything up. Rabbi Yehuda is only explaining in the world of the Tanna Kamma, who holds that the chayv elavim would require yibam and chalitza. In that world, he's simply arguing and saying, no, I think you should call this case Issa Kedusha and the other category Issa Mitzvah. I'm just arguing categories. I'm not agreeing actually at all with regards to Chalitza and Yibam. Okay, now there's a big jump here. I don't want to go through because this next part is very hard, but the top tosas is an interesting tosas here in terms of the equation that Rabbi Kiva takes Chayvi Lavin to make it Chayvi Krisus. That's a big jump. Even though he holds a Chayvi Lavin will generate a Mamzer and will also not be Chalos Kedushin, he never says it takes it to the full extreme that's really Chayvi Krisos. That's a jump the Gemara makes and Tosos acknowledges. He doesn't really have an explanation for it. He just says he doesn't really know how the Gemara gets this from. It's a Tzarech Iyun. Okay, we're good? I got very, very hard, I told you. The Gemara now says, Ki Aser, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak came, he said the following, Tani, he quoted the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Eino, Chayv, Ela, Mishim, Ha'em, Bilad. We're going back to the Mishnah now. The Mishnah said that if a person's ba'al his mother, he only gets a violation of Ervas E'aim, but not Ervas Eishes Aviv. You only get one at a time. Why not? The mother is both your mother and also your father's wife. There should be a double aver here. How come Rabbi Yehuda holds you only get one violation of the mother? So the Gemara says, time am I. What's the reasoning? So Amar Abaye says from the Pasuk, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Imcha hi. It just says Imcha as a he. It's a limiting word. Mishum imo ata mechaivo, viata mechaivo mishum eishes av. Since the Pasuk stresses, Imcha, she's your mother, you only get a violation for the mother, and you don't get a violation for eishes av. Even though she is also the eishes av, the Pasuk says you don't get such an aver. So the Gemara says, if that's the drasha that we're making, El Miata, if that's the case, Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Sigale, Ervas Chavicha Hi, it says. So in the same context of Eishes Avicha, it says, Avicha Hi, only there should be a violation of Mishum Eishes Aviv Ata Mechaiva, Viata Mechaiva Mishum Aimo. So now you're having the opposite drasha from the case of Eishes Av. Right? If the father's married to your mother, so the Pasuk says, you're going to get a violation of being the Eishes Av. So the Gemara says only Eishes Av there should be violation, but there shouldn't be violation of Eishes Imo. So the each pasuk is excluding the other one. So which one is it? Why is the Imo any better of a pasuk than Eishes Aviv? Why is Rabbi Yehuda saying you get an Imo violation, but you don't get a violation of Eishes Aviv only? So the Gemara says Ella. Now what's going to happen from all this is Ella Imo Shehi Eishes Aviv. If your mother is also now your father's wife, Kai Hachi Umimaylei. So now we're excluding it from both cases. In the case of Imo, that tells us someone who's your mother, there's a violation, but if she's also your father's wife, there will not be an aver. And from Eishes Aviv, we learn only one who's an Eishes Aviv is going to be a violation. But if she's your mother, then there won't be a violation. So now what comes out is the Gemara says, Hashta, Imo she'eino Eishes Aviv machayev, a mother who is not married to your father, your chayev. And Eishes Aviv, your father's wife, she'ena imo, that's not your mother, meaning a stepmother, you're mechayev. But what comes out of all this, but an imo, she Eishes Aviv, lo mechayev klal, what comes out from all this, now take the worst case. If she's your mother and also your father's wife, now we have no pasuk to tell you that you're chayev, which doesn't make any sense. So this drasha of imo to exclude Eishes Aviv doesn't make any sense. That cannot be the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, because we come out with this very strange conclusion that a mother and who's also your father's wife at the same time wouldn't be bechlal arayos. That doesn't make any sense. Vesu, moreover, l'rabbanan nami haksiv imchahi. For the shita of the Rabbanan, who argue in Rabbi Yehuda, who say that when haba imo, we get double violation, why don't they make the same drasha and say, imchahi, there's only one violation of Imo, but not a violation of Eishes Aviv. What are they going to do with such a drasha? So for this reason, we reject the drasha. It's not based on the psukim of Imchahi. Ella, what's the basis? Ella, ahumi baile, the word Imchahi is needed for a whole nother drasha, which we're going to have to see later on, not today, tomorrow's daf, I think. Ahumi baile, l'chadrav sheshe b'rei d'rav idi. So the Rabbi Yehuda, nami ahumi baile, l'chadrav ishishe b'rei d'rav idi. We're going to see tomorrow that the word Imchahi for Rabbanan is being used for a whole nother drasha. So just like Rabbanan use it for a drasha, so too the Rabbi Yehuda is going to use it for another drasha. What's the drasha? It's going to be that if it's a mother, whether or not this mother was married to your father or whether she was raped by your father, even if it was anusas aviv, regardless of how your birth came about, she's always considered your mother. Imchei, she's your mother. I don't care if she was married to your father. I don't care if she was anusa from your father. Either way, she's considered your mother and there's an erva. That's the drush we learned from Imchei. She is your mother. And it's not available for the drasha here to say that Yehuda says there's one violation of Imo, but there isn't a violation of Eishes Aviv. That word Imcha is not available anymore. So back to square one now. Ella, what's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds there's only a violation of Imo and there is no violation of Eishes Aviv? So Ella, Amar Rav Acha Brei the Rav Ika, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ervasa. The Pasuk says Ervasa, it says, I'm reading it on the side here, it says, Ervas Avicha Ervas Imcha, Lo Sigala, Imcha Hi Lo Sigala Ervasa. Don't reveal her Erva. So it's in the singular. Mishum Erva Achas Atamachaiva, Via Tamachaiva Mishum Shera Ervos. Since it is Ervasa, there's only one Erva. When a person is with his own mother, there's only one Erva, namely the Imcha, the fact that she's your mother, and we ignore the fact that she's also your father's wife. That's the Drasha Ervasa. So the Gemara says, El Miatev, that's the Drasha. Ervas kalascha lo sigala. The one's daughter-in-law shouldn't be revealed. Lo sigala eshes binchahi. She's the wife of your son. Lo sigala ervasa. So are we going to make the same drasha here as well? Hachanami mishum erva achasata mechayva viata mechayva mishum shteir. All right, ervos. We should have the same conclusion that when it comes to one's own daughter-in-law, the Pasuk says erbasa, only one erva at a time, only one, not two. But we know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue in this case. Rabbi Yehuda agrees by the case of Akala that there are two arayos that are taking place. That's on the Mishnah on Amun Alf taught us. Habal kalasa chayv ale mishum kalasa and also mishum eshes ish. Bein mechayv beno, bein lachar miso beno. And in this case, v'lo palag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on this case. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there are instances where you're going to be chayv double. And even though by kalasa it says ervasa, which implies singular, that's not the drasha to be made here. So that's not the source. So what do you do with the word ervasa? Why does it say ervasa then if it's not a drasha? Why is it in the singular? Why is it very pashut? Because ella kaven dechad gufahu avagav the trei isur ninu ksiv ervasa. When it comes to the mother, even though there are two potential violations, there's an isur of aim and an isur of eshes aviv, she's still one body, she's one person. So ervasa, there's one guf. So we speak of ervasa, we speak in the singular, even though there are two isurim, it's in the singular. Hachanami, that's by the Kala case I'm saying. Sorry, Hachanami here as well, by the mother, Kevin, the Chad Gufahu, Afagab, the Trey Yisurim, Ninu, Ksiver Vaso. So just like the case of Akala, that there are two Yisurim, there's the fact that she's Kalaso and she's Eish's Ish, there are two Yisurim, we still refer to as a single person as Ervasa. So too, the case of mother, Ervasa is just the proper grammar because she's one person, even though they're potentially two Yisurim. So now we go back to, again, square one. How does Rabbi Yehuda know when the person's Baal Imo, there's only one violation of Imo and not the second violation of an Eishes Aviv? The Gemara concludes the last four lines of the Amud here. Ella, Amarava, Kisava Rabbi Yehuda, Ervas Avicha, Zu Eishes Avicha. When it says Ervas Avicha in the Pasuk, that's referring to an Eishes Avicha. Umaisala Bigzer Shava, even though it says your father, it's not really referring to one's own father, it's referring to the wife of his father. And that's learned on based on Gzer Shavas. Umashman, this pasuk now implies Bain Ashes Aviv Shehi Imo, Bain Ashes Aviv Sheina Imo. So the pasuk of Ervas Avicha, which now we know means Ashes Avicha, it implies regardless of whether this is your mother or your stepmother, if she's your father's wife, there's an Isser. So again, Bain Ashes Aviv Shehi Imo, Bain Ashes Aviv Sheina Imo. Imo she'eno eshes aviv minayin. How do I know a mother who is not married to my father? How do I know that is also subject to the iser? Tamelomar ervascha ima ervas imcha lo sigale imcha hi. So mishum imo tamechayvo via tamechayvo mishum eshes aviv. So this is going to answer the question why there's only one violation, not two. Has it fully answered the question though? So we learn now from the words of Tamalomar, Ervas Imcha Lo Sigale. That tells us that a mother, who is not my father's wife, is also an Erva. So now the word Imchahi, that's extra, that's superfluous. What's Imchahi teaching me? So that last word Imchahi, since that word is extra, tells me that you're Mechai Mishim Ima Tamechaivo, Via Tamechaivo, Mishim Eishes Aviv.
What would be the case where the mother is not his father's wife?
If they were never married.
They weren't tossed.
Yeah, they're never married. Anusa, a case of a rape or no marriage, that would be a situation. Okay, totally not an easy da.
What is the halacha?